This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
We are back. Welcome to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I really, truly do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE. Yeah, there it goes, right? 855-732-5563. And I mean that sincerely. Thanks for being with me tonight, and I do so much appreciate the time that you spend with me. Look, the third hour, I try to do all the crazy stories that you guys send me during the week, or that day, or earlier that day if I can get to them. And I do appreciate it. Don't get discouraged when I don't do exactly, or I don't play your piece that day, or what have you. You know, we'll get to it, I promise. And I said in the last hour, I said, when we come back, we're going to talk about the panic going on in Hollywood right now over Mrs. Clinton and what a nosedive she has taken. But first, a bit of entertainment. No, seriously. I love these. I love these because when you, these protesters that go out, you know, they always talk about the ones that hate Trump and this and that and the other thing. And we've done stories here where when you have these protesters out there and you actually go talk to them and you find out what's going on, you find out they've been bussed in. They needed some money. They were promised to, hey, carry the sign, we'll give you, you know, lunch and $10 or something. And that's not being belittling to anybody. You know, hey, look, find work any way you can, right? But frankly, and honestly, you don't go protesting unless you're truly against something. Otherwise, you're giving misinformation. You're not being honest. So, a bunch of Trump protesters, when they actually were interviewed, they have no reason why they were there. Are you surprised? Because I'm not. Take a listen.
Is there a specific policy that you really don't like?
Multiple. First of all, Donald Trump, he doesn't have a lot of sound policies in the first place. He's angry, and a lot of Americans are angry.
Did she say anything? Was there anything in that she said was of substance? Here's another one.
Hey, he's being unfair to all the Mexicans.
How's he being unfair to all the Mexicans?
He wants
what policies?
A bunch. So many I can't even name.
Well, name a...
Yeah, see, you know what I mean? And his little mentor for this guy will walk over, and I've seen it done. I've seen it done in our party, and I tell them I don't like it. They'll walk over and tell him what a great job he's doing. Keep up the good work. Right? You're out here protesting. That was a great job you did with that interviewer. No, it wasn't. You sounded like a moron. Oh, yeah, there's all kinds of stuff I don't like. Like what? You know, all kinds. There's too many things to name. Because I don't. What he should say is, I have no clue. All I know is they told me the check would clear, right?
I'm not sure.
If you had an illegal immigrant build something for you, and then you're like, no, we need America to build this for us. It's like, why?
What's your issue with Donald Trump?
I guess my issue is that he just, like, talks a lot about how, like, a lot of...
Donald Trump!
He just doesn't know what he talks about.
Basically everything is the matter with...
Everything is the matter with... Don't you know that? What is wrong with you people? Everything is the matter with Donald Trump. God, these people are sick. I mean, seriously sick. What are you teaching your young people? You know, you Dems. I know some of you listen because you write about things I say the next day or after the show. You're too cowardly to come on and approach me on the show or hop in the Facebook page. A lot of you are on Facebook. That's why I read your stuff. Right? So why don't you help these kids? Why don't you help set them? Or do you like their ignorance? Does that make you more powerful? See, I have this theory that if you remember during the Jim Crow laws, or the Jim Crow time, if you would, it was illegal to teach black people how to read. And we all, what was the reason for that? They even said, if you educate these people, these aren't Joe's words, okay, they'll be smart enough to figure out how to get out of this. If you educate them, we won't be able to keep them as slaves. Hello? We've got some, not all. We've got some of the worst education systems in the world. When it comes to math and science, we turn out some of the worst students in the world. What do you think we're doing that for? Who has control of the education system? Right? You would think. Now, I wouldn't. I'm not buying that they're this stupid. I'm sorry. Some of you guys are. I don't. I think it's well calculated, and I think it's thought out. If the liberals have control, follow me here, of the education system, and we're turning out people that are less and less educated, less and less informed, right? And they're more and more. What do they become? Come on, help me out here, will you? They become more and more dependent on the government. They become more and more dependent on you. You're going to find them a job. You're going to place them in a job. You're going to hold this debt over their head. Well, then, now the government is your sufficiency. Now the government is your mommy and daddy. Now the government is your supplier, if you would. That's scary, isn't it? But it's happening. You can't tell me it's not. You can't tell me these educated people think that if we keep throwing money at education, it's going to get better. If we teach it the same way, with the same teachers, with the same curriculum, with the same way of delivery, just throw more money at it. For what? So we can put the lipstick on the pig? It just looks better, but it's the same thing? Maybe we should go out and see how some other countries do their education. Maybe we should take a different approach as how do we educate our kids. You know, Mr. Obama, you're always telling us to look at how other countries do things. I'm game. Let's start with education. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a minute.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria,
and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Did you ever go to school, stupid?
Yes, sir. And I come out the same way.
He was a famous trumpet man from our Chicago way. He had a boogie style that no one else could play. He was the top man at his craft.
I'm here. I just like the music. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. So happy that you're with me tonight. Appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855. I'm sorry. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. I'm laughing because of a story somebody sent me. And before I got out of the break, I sent it to Kimberly. And I could just see her bouncing off the walls in her little studio. And she sent me back an email, and I'll read this in a second. She goes, "You have 1 year to get out. After that, you're on your own. We're giving the hellhole known as California back to Mexico." And the reason she's saying that, and I got to play the Trump thing. Did I finish the Trump story? No, I couldn't finish the Trump story. That was too. That would have been too fast, right? Or maybe I did. But anyway, so somebody sent me this during the break. I couldn't stop laughing. It's serious, but I couldn't stop laughing. And what I couldn't stop laughing about is this. This is not an Onion story, right? This is not a story from a satirical site. This is a real story. And you know, when you get these kind of stories from California, I know, I haven't told you yet, so relax. When you get these kind of stories from California, you sit there and you, the reason you don't question them is because of all the lunacy that goes on here. Today, Governor Jerry Brown signed legislation that regulates emissions from dairy cows. Are you hearing me? This is people, this is what climate change brings you. Lunacy like this. Idiocy like this. What are we going to do? Put a cork in the cow's butt? Now what are you going to do? You stop feeding as much food? You want to kill a third of them? This is all due to climate change. Right? And I'll bet you a bunch of vegans put this into play. Now, Brown's move Monday targets category gases known as short-lived climate pollutants, which have an outsized effect on global warming despite their relatively short life in the atmosphere. Environmentalists hope that tackling short-lived pollutants such as methane now would buy time to develop new and more affordable technology to reduce carbon emissions. Right? The legislation lays out steep reductions in a variety of pollutants, including methane. It's tied to $90 million in funding for the dairy industry and garbage collectors. Let me read that again. The legislation lays out steep reductions in a variety of pollutants, including methane. And it's tied to $90 million in funding for the dairy industry and garbage collectors. I know the garbage collectors have a pretty big union. The Republicans say the regulations will hurt agricultural business, despite concessions made to dairy farmers. That's not a joke. That's real. It will hurt them. I mean, because what they need is more regulation, right? What they need is more government on their back over something they have very little. You know, what are they supposed to do about this? How do you control this one? I mean, seriously. I've done this joke a million times, so I know it's kind of old now, but we are definitely the state of fruits and nuts. There's no question about it. And, you know, I just had this conversation with a bunch of high school kids last week that I spoke with. We spoke about regulation. And one of the things I talked about, is how, you guys see these little libraries, I think we did this story last week, but the kids were, excuse me, they don't like kids, the young men and women were willing to listen to me here. And I said to them, look, you guys think that Republicans want no regulation. We want just, you know, free to pollute the rivers and the air and everything else, which is a lie the left has told you and you've bought it. You've believed it. What we want is we want sane regulation, right? Let me give you an example of insane regulation. Okay, what Republicans are highly against, you know, because we hate kids, we hate education, we hate women. I mean, I go right down a list of the stuff we hate, but we'd be here all night. So they have these little. You guys have seen these libraries they put up, little neighborhood libraries, free libraries. The things are the size of two or three shoeboxes. I mean, they're not that big. They're not that deep. And people put them on their lawns, like, you know, near the street. And you want, and if you want a book, you take a book. They're asking you to leave a book as well. So somebody else, some other child can come by, pick up a book. And it gives them the ability, you know, maybe some people don't have the money or don't want to buy the book or. So the city of Los Angeles, maybe it's a libraries union. I don't know. Somebody's upset. So the city of Los Angeles had to crack down on these. Right? They have regulations. The word is regulation. It's a regulation we can do without. It's a regulation we don't need. Right? Come on, think about this. It's a regulation we don't need. So now you have these regulation police coming out and closing down these libraries. Why? Check this out. Right? Because they're a detached structure. Now, the detached structure law was made so that people wouldn't build detached garages, detached in-laws apartments, you know, things like that, multi-car garages. So, was never meant to clamp down on these little libraries. Nobody's against them. You know, you have a neighborhood of 200 people, you got two people that complain. I think the two people should go pound sand and everybody else should be allowed to keep their little libraries. That's my humble opinion. When I explained it that way to those young people and I said, you know, is this really something we need government involved in? They all said no. And many of them identified with more of a liberal leaning. So this is why I've been telling you guys for a long time. Take the time to speak to young people around you. Take the time to speak to those people that you have direct access with, that you can talk with, that you can maybe make inroads to. Look, I know, you're sick of hearing it. Nieces, nephews, grandsons, granddaughters, your own kids. I mean, you have influence over so many young people that you may not even know about. You may not even know they're watching you. But if the same people aren't going to teach the young ones, guess who you leave them up to? All right, I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a minute. Don't despair. I've got answers for you on the other side of the break. Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show here. Did you miss the Affordable Care Act enrollment deadline? Can't bring yourself to sign up for a health care plan that's inadequate, restrictive, or just plain bad? Before you get tagged with all those penalties that go along with not having health care, get in touch with my friends at Liberty HealthShare. That's right, the people at Liberty HealthShare have plans that will work for you, and you can sign up at any time during the year. Liberty HealthShare plans also give control of your plan back to you. That's right, you will again have the freedom to choose what's right for you and your family. Plans are available for individuals and family members, not including the dog. Even if you already have enrolled in a health care plan, it's not too late. Memberships in Liberty Health Share plans can replace what you have now and allow you to go to any hospital and any doctor you choose. You don't believe me? Call them at 855-585-4237. Find out about their contract-free plans. Now, don't wait. Do it now. Let me finish first, though. Get informed or visit libertyhealthshare.org. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
GCN and Youngevity are bringing Dr. Wallach to Hawaii for the first time in 20 years. Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo, Vice Presidential Marketing Director with Youngevity and the GCN team. Exclusive to GCN, you have the opportunity to meet and greet Dr. Joel Wallach for leaders that want to support GCN, your health and wealth. Visit wallachhawaii.com, teamgaday.com or call 808-436-5025. 808-436-5025.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Please answer the question.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And really, I mean that. Some of you can't do anything about the ads, unless you want to send money to me. If you want to send me money, I take the ads off. It's really that simple. Anyway, thanks so much for being with me. I do appreciate the time. All right, let me jump into this other thing, because I'm going to make myself nuts if I don't do this. The Hollywood scene. Now, the show originates not far from Hollywood, actually. We are probably 35 minutes north of Hollywood. And I know I've got a bunch of conservative friends that are working in Hollywood, part of Hollywood and what have you. And they have to keep that. It's not a joke. It's not just you hear from a few of the people. They really do have to keep that quiet. That can really hurt their careers or what have you. I don't know if I totally believe that. And I'm not saying that they're lying. I'm saying that, you know, in some cases, if these guys would truly band together and they would come out and do things, I mean, you've got some great actors out, Clint Eastwood being one of them, right? Who was the guy who played Fraser Crane? What was his name? Grammer, right? Kelsey Grammer? He did a great job. He's a hardcore conservative, spent all kinds of money trying to put together a conservative station. A conservative, I like to do this from time to time. I think it's a good thing, because I appreciate you guys taking your time to tune in. You know, you got Ricardo from Arkansas. He joins us tonight. Always appreciate the time you spend with us. And Brian from Louisiana. Hey, Brian, and another Brian from Oregon. Brian, check us out on the New Salem, Oregon station. You can check out the stations up on the website, therealside.com. You'll find the station list up there, too. And I do appreciate the time you're spending with us. Back to Hollywood, though. The Republican pollster Frank Luntz was with the writer of the story at an HBO party after the Emmy ceremony. And I'm not throwing around the name for a reason. I guess I'm kind of doing this to show you where my head's at. I went to Frank Luntz's house. There was an event there, and I don't know, probably about 50 of us there. So I went to Frank's house, and there was a group of people talking about a new progressive Republican Party. And Frank was part of it. And that night, I lost total respect for him. And this goes back to a couple of years ago four years ago. And they were putting down guys like Mike Huckabee. They were putting down solid conservative people, saying that as long as we have these conservatives, we will never be able to win. We need to weed them out. What this turned out to be was a get-together to raise money to do away with the hardcore, to beat the hardcore conservatives. And I stayed to listen, even though I found out earlier on that's what it was about. Because, you know, how do you know your enemy? Got to be in there. Got to be listening. Got to be paying attention, right? But in this case, and again, as I said, I know a lot of Hollywood types that are in the business. They use different names. They're on Facebook with different names in the whole nine yards because they don't want to be caught. So Lutz was there at the HBO party after the Emmy ceremony. It was a big Pacific Design Center. If you Google it, you'll see it. It's a major league place. A few feet away, one of the winners was Julie Louise Dreyfus. She was fending off a crush of well-wishers while HBO chief Richard, whatever this guy's name is, had just come from finding his lost cell phone. Now, what's going to happen? A group of these eager Hollywood people, they wanted Lutz to tell them how Hillary is going to win. Right? Now, he went on to say, you ready for this? Are you guys ready for this? She's going to win, but I can't say any more than that for certain. Yeah, go ahead. You got to get rid of the throw up in your mouth now, right? He says, she's going to win, but I can't say any more that it's for certain, he said. Now, offstage, the Hillary panic was just, these guys were going nuts. And many of them came back to Frank and like, what do you mean? What are you talking about? Now, they're all there mocking Donald Trump. Here's the thing. What happens when Donald Trump wins? I believe he's going to win. And it's not emotional for me. It's not he's going to win because he's my guy. I believe he's going to win. I believe he's going to win because she is going to hang herself and keep hanging herself and keep doing what she's doing. And even the hardcore Dems can't hold on anymore. I'm watching these guys on TV give it up because they can't protect her anymore. You can't blame them because some of these guys have careers. They're going to have careers afterward. You know how hard? See, here's the thing in politics with real politicians. They'll forgive everything after an election once they win. Right? Everything's forgiven. Even the one who loses to a big degree will forgive everything. Because they believe it to be part of the game. And they throw it aside and life goes on. And then they get good jobs with the candidate who won and all that fun stuff. But here you have a hardcore, pseudo-vindictive businessman who chops you up now when you step on him. What do you think he's going to do to these people? As that memo that I lost it. Somebody sent it to me, a copy of it, and I lost it. It was from one of Hillary staffers about how she went off on the NBC, the chief of over at NBC, and was mad at how Matt Lauer treated her and all that other stuff, and said, "Do you understand? They will find all of us hanging if this guy gets elected." They know that he's. There will be no. You know, it was always this kind of unwritten rule that one president left and the other president came in. One didn't investigate the other. Right? You leave it alone. Even if you saw things that didn't make sense weren't right, you leave it alone. How many of you? Go ahead and raise your hands. How many of you? Right? How many of you really believe that Trump's going to go in and go, it's old stuff. I'm not going to do it. I believe he will take it on. I think he will reopen anything that has to do with the Hillary stuff. Right? Lunch went on in his conversation, which are the same questions I would ask. Not that I'm as smart as he is. But he kind of stopped them all. Most of them are Democrats, right? And even he agrees that most of them are out of touch with reality, with the rest of the country. He asked him a question. He said, of the 20 closest people you know, how many of them are voting for Trump? He asked. And after a long pause, he said, exactly. There were actually no hands that went up in the room. But here's the problem with Luntz's reporting. Who in the room, who in that room, who in that hardcore group of Democrats was going to say, yeah, they're voting for Trump? I know Republicans that won't tell people they're voting for Trump but are. And here's another thing. Because I'm in the media, and I get people who ask me to go to Democrat events or liberal events, right? Here's the deal. It's really simple. When you ask a Democrat alone, how can you vote for Hillary? 9 out of 10 of them have said to me, I'm not. And I'm not just saying that. Do I need to put a polygraph on? I mean, there's no lie. There's no reason for me to lie. I don't get paid to lie. And they'll look you right in the face and say, I'm not. And they don't say, and I ain't voting for Trump. Most of the Dems I talk to, when I say, are you really going to vote for Hillary? The comment is, no, I can't do it. No way. No, I'm not voting for Hillary. There's no way I can vote for her. Well, what about Trump? I don't want to have to vote for Trump. They never say, no, there's no way I can. I'd have a hard time voting for Trump. You see what I'm saying? I mean, there's a difference in the words used, and I know you're going to say, that's no big deal, Joe. No, it is a big deal, because people will. People will let you know in many ways what they're going to do. But people are also afraid. They're afraid of what, we're afraid of what our friends are going to think. We're afraid of what our friends are going to think about us or say about us or how they're going to talk about us behind our back. Will you please stop that? Now, some of you in the chat room and some of you on Facebook, I know that you don't feel that way. There's an old saying, if it's not for you, then just let it roll off, blow it away. But if you're one of those ones that you're so worried about what other people are going to say, think, or feel, man, you're setting us up to fail. Do you understand that? Get involved in your kids' school, and no, not just did you do your homework. Here's that sound. See, it makes me nuts too, people. I don't like the commercials either. In the middle of a roll. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. I'll be right back.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Neely, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-959-5795. I used to be so broke, I had my electricity shut off 9 times. But I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-959-5795. 1-800-959-5795.
Dr. Otto Warburg won the Nobel Prize for discovering how cells breathe. He also discovered how normal cells turn into tumor cells. He discovered the one prime cause of cancer was cellular oxygen deficiency. Dr. Joanna Budwig built upon the work of Dr. Warburg and discovered how to feed the cells to overcome this oxygen deficiency. She found that it was the sulfur in the cottage cheese that when mixed with fresh pressed flax oil, that the flax oil would become emulsified and more readily absorbed. Flax oil delivered in this manner was able to restore oxygen transfer to all cells of the body. Now there's a new method of pressing seed oils that produces the highest quality, zero oxidation, undamaged seed oils. The results on these seed oils alone are amazing. Now add our Life Force Enhanced One World Whey Protein Powder that is much higher in the sulfur amino acids than cottage cheese is, and you have a winning combination to confer health and energy like never before. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system, we're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at GCNminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
I don't know. No comment.
We are back. That's the music I grew up with. You know, one of you guys once complained to me, not one, a couple of you actually, that the music was too 70s. Look at me. That's my time. And I couldn't stand disco. So, sorry. Deal with it. It's what makes me happy. Anyway, again, like I was saying, I can't pick up the same passion. You know, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside. As some of you have said to me, I don't want to hear my voice, I don't want to come on, I don't want anybody to know who I am. Look, if you send me an honest email, and you know what I mean by that, I mean, don't give me your name as, you know, teed off in Tennessee or something like that. Give me your name. Tell me what it is you're mad about. Give me some relevant point. Do not give me talking points, because I'll print up the email and burn it just for my self-satisfaction. You know what I'm saying? Give me some talk. Give me the reason why you don't like something or do like something. The other thing, too, is we've got real side water bottles. I told you that. 25th email that I get before the end of the show. 25th email. And I haven't looked, so I don't know. We may have already gotten it. But I haven't looked. And it's free. It's like the government. It's free, right? I'm going to send it to you for nothing. It won't cost you anything. All right? And listen, tomorrow night, I'll talk a little bit more about the bomber. The New York bomber. You know, everybody's talking about it. Everybody's doing these stories. Again, I don't want to say it's a distraction, because I don't mean it that way. Because I don't want to belittle what was done. People, you know, people got hurt, right? And it's a terrible thing that was done. But I think it's hilarious that we're arguing over whether it was terrorism or not terrorism. It's a terrorist attack. Can you for you hardcore libs who can't figure this out, I'll tell you what, scrub your brain. Notice I didn't say Islam. I didn't say Muslim. I didn't say Middle Easterner. Didn't say any of that. It was a terrorist attack. And, you know, last time we had this conversation a couple of weeks back, I got an email from somebody who brought up, who was the guy who blew up the Oklahoma? Terry McVeigh, right? Now, he did that for religious reasons. Really? Really? Can somebody, any one of you, I'll give you $500, right? You got it on the air. I'll give you $500 if you can send me an article from back then where somebody said that he, just before he blew the building up, that he was screaming, praise Jesus. May Jesus be praised. Jesus is the only God. If you can get any one of those terms or something even similar to that, when he blew that building up, okay, I'll give you $500. That was a freak. That was a crazy guy that had something wrong between the ears. Are you with me? Do you understand what I'm saying? That was an act of terrorism done by an American who wasn't playing with a full deck. That had absolutely nothing to do with religion. And then one of you nut jobs, yes, one of you nut jobs, not in the chat room now, but actually had the spine, it's a family show, keep it clean, to say that Hitler was a Catholic. And that Hitler's cleansing was because of his Catholicism. How stupid can you be? First of all, in the simplest form, Catholics and Jews have a very tight bond. They're not the enemy. They don't hate each other like two other religious groups. Like another religious group towards the Jews. All right? Yeah, they get spats. They get to fight each other and all that other crazy stuff from time to time. But nothing like this. We consider ourselves cousins. We consider ourselves related. So don't go telling me that the reason that Hitler did what he did. I mean, my God, go back to school. I wasn't even a good student in school. I remember that one. Hitler was into the occult. What does the occult have to do with Catholicism? He was looking to be the supreme being. Want to get all religious? There was only other one spiritual being that was looking to be the supreme being, and that was the devil. Hello? Yeah, I know. I get all wrapped up in this stuff. I go take it off in a different direction that I don't want to go in. So anyway, so yeah, the bombings, we're spending all this attention on them, which is taking us away from our presidential campaigns. And the only part of this whole thing, is we're arguing about is whether Trump was right calling it a bombing. I mean, come on, look where we're at. You want to know why we have Trump and Hillary as two candidates? We're arguing about whether a bomb was an actual bombing. And then where's President Oblamo with all this? Right? Him and de Blasio, they got the same DNA strands. They have to. Right? Now, here's one that I'll bring up quickly. A U.S. Marine, and God bless these guys. These poor guys come home, right? They go into the service. Some of them go into service, and they really go into service because they love the country. They want to protect the country, but they also go in, helps them get out of their neighborhood, right? They get a little traction in life. They go into the services. You know, they come out fine human beings in most cases. And you know what I'm saying? You're following me here on this, right? So here's a U.S. Marine that is now on life support after being shot in the head while visiting his family in Los Angeles. And as I pour through this story, guess what I can't find anywhere? Mr. Obama calling his family, telling him how bad this is. Mr. Obama at a podium talking about gun control. I mean, not anything. I want anything from the guy. Nothing. Instead, he goes and he consoles the family whose son was trying to grab a gun from a cop to kill the cop. And that was gun violence. This is not gun violence. Apparently, this is not gun violence. Authorities have been searching for suspects since Monday for a 19-year-old. Suspects on Monday after a 19-year-old U.S. Marine who was shot on the weekend in the head in Los Angeles. Now, police said that Carlos Segovia was found slumped over the driver's seat of his car in South Los Angeles on Friday and was unlikely to survive the shooting. Officer Norma Eisenman said that the vehicle pulled up next to Segovia's car and at least one person opened fire, striking him twice in the head. Claudia Perez, a family friend, told the Los Angeles Times that Segovia was visiting family and friends while on leave from Camp Pendleton near San Diego, 3 hours away. The guy came 3 hours north to get shot in the head. Segovia had spent time with his girlfriend and was on his way to Perez's home, where he usually stays while in Los Angeles, when he was struck by gunfire. He texted my son that he was bringing pizza home, and he never made it. Police notified the U.S. Marine Corps, which in turn notified Segovia's family about the shooting. Los Angeles Police Captain Pete Willingham said Segovia is unlikely to survive because he has very little to no brain function. Let me see. Yeah, I thought so. President Obama is nowhere to be found. It's unreal. Born in El Salvador, Segovia came to the U.S. with his mother. Both are U.S. citizens. He joined the Marines about 6 months ago after finishing high school. According to the L.A. Times, Segovia was known around his community for service. See what I mean? I know some of you are going to get mad at me. Why can't the scum be shot? Why don't the gang members ever get shot in the head by accident? You know what I mean? So these good people, and again, I can only go by what's written, right? And I hope you guys agree with me. They came up from El Salvador, disgusting, terrible place to be. They became U.S. citizens. All right, let's give them credit for that. They became U.S. citizens. The kid joins the Marines. Right? Because he loves the country, wants to fight for the country. And he has to be the one that's shot in the head. And on top of that, according to the people in and around the area, he was always working in and around the community. He loved to do service work. He led a teen group. And it wasn't a teen group at church, because God forbid that's never a good thing, according to some of the people on the left. No, this teen group, he was aimed to motivate the high school students, to finish classes and graduate. L.A. City has got one of the worst graduation rates in the country. This is just, there is nothing right with this story other than they became U.S. citizens, and the young man went into the service to honor his country. So, and this is the thanks he gets. And the president has nothing to say. You'd think if this was a young kid, come on, real quick before we run out of time here. You'd think if this was a young kid that was shot for no apparent reason, you'd think the president would say something then in a neighborhood. I should be more specific, but I'm running out of time. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Hey, thanks for being with me tonight. Appreciate the time you spent with me on the air, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. We are here every single day. You can check us out at therealside.com. You can find out stations and times. Classic podcasts are up there. We got some great writers that dump stories up there. Plus, you guys on Facebook, you already know where the Facebook page is. Obviously, again, we're here every night. Love to have you around. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com. Sign up for our email blast. Comes out once a week. You'll find that at therealside.com. Hey, guys, stay safe. Be safe. I mean that sincerely, because I want you back tomorrow night. You know, I want to keep the listening base. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Have a great rest of the day.